The way we consume and share news today, it is largely rooted in social media outlets, a reason why it's crucial to look at what's being discussed online. For our daily social media minute, we're joined by Erica in the studio. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Oscars Day.
Yeah.
The red carpets have been rolled out.
Yes, I guess we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, because right now all they're doing is, who are you wearing?
That's right.
Are you excited?
Which is a very important part of the event.
The event, yeah. We make fun, but it's such an exciting event where everyone dresses to the T.
That's right.
And we have less and less of these events, so definitely celebrating them.
Yeah, I don't watch the Oscars like from start to end. I used to back in the day.
Long, yeah, like painfully so.
Yeah, but then I do go online to check out to see what people look like.
It's great fun. I'm not getting a lot of updates because there's a lot of live feeds, but
it's still early.
Is that Billie Eilish?
It does look like Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is at the Oscars. All right, let's get started. The thing is, the theater experience just never really bounced back from pre-pandemic heights. It's post-pandemic, things are slow. But there are ways to bring more attendees to theaters, especially when the movie's doing well.
Yeah.
And it's these Q&A sessions, meet and greet events, and actors are going really out of their ways to put on personal touches at these box office experience.
Really out of their way.
Okay.
So to quote actor Yoo Hae-jin, he recently said at a press interview that given the tough times for theaters right now, he's willing to do whatever it takes, anything that might help boost the box office, whether it means greeting audiences from the stage multiple times, he's ready to do it all. And true to his words, director Jang Jae-hyun of the film Exuma and the cast of the film Exuma Pamyo have been touring the country. They've been meeting audiences face to face. And 18 days into the film's release, the latest update is that as of 6:37 p.m. yesterday, the film has surpassed, 8 million moviegoers?
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. And actor Choi Min-sik is no exception. He turned 62 years old this year. He hasn't missed a single stage appearance.
And just in case you haven't picked up on that, Choi Min-sik is like an actor's actor. For him to show up at like 70 plus stage greetings is kind of a moment.
And he's just so charismatic.
Sorry.
And not just in his roles, but in real life.
Yes.
Right?
And for him to have like a headband and just look a little bit more approachable.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, so he's really been a good sport. He's been sparing no effort when it comes to fan service. If you go online on social media and search for 할구 or 할아버지 꾸미기, grandpa dress up, that's been trending. So the audience would bring him these adorable head hair accessories.
Okay.
And he would happily wear them and pose for photos. He's been seen wearing the Fubao headband, the Kuromi headband, and a bunch of others. I think Hello Kitty as well. So it's cute.
It's adorable. Okay. There's so much to unpack there.
Yeah.
할구?
Yes. 할구. 할아버지 꾸미기. Let's dress up grandpa.
That's really fun. And I guess he stuck out his belly after he put on the Fubao years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No shame there whatsoever.
It's just so fun. And like Erica said, I mean, he's known to be so charismatic. Like on and off script, and so that's exciting
that's
for the
right.
fans. The audience engagement, marketing actually, Exuma began early on employing a variety of strategies. They knew that this movie was going to, you know, have a really good run. It was going to be perhaps a big 10 million maker this
that's
year,
right.
So they really went all out.
That's right. So for example, Kim Go-eun, who played a shaman named Hwarim in the film, hosted a coffee truck event near Hongik University Station, which is a spot that's very popular among the young people. And she personally served coffee from the truck that was remodeled to fit the whole theme of the movie.
I mean, this is so fun, right?
Yep.
The actors going out of their ways to make something really, you know, themey and approachable by all of the fans and theatergoers. And it's not just Exuma Pamyo. The film industry at large has seen an increase in stage greetings, surprise events hosted by actors, hoping to bring more people to the theaters.
That's right. So last year, the team behind 12/12 The Day's Hodebom held over 600 stage greetings. And that's just astounding to me. Lead actor Jung Woo-sung is known to have attended every single one of them, not just here in Seoul, and the metropolitan area in the surrounding areas, but also in regions across the country as well. Mm. The movie ended up joining the 10 million viewer club, as we talked about already. Mm. And it's not just these big budget films either. Kim Young-wook, I love her, the main actor of the low-budget film Picnic, Sopung, participated also in these meet-and-greet events, and she's 87 years old this year.
She has her own YouTube channel, too, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's so funny.
I don't think that's what any of us were expecting. She just looks so elegant, and there's both sides are still her. And
that's right.
Even Choi Min-sik, he's actually really funny, isn't he? He's very sarcastic, and he's not all about charisma, right? Now, the highest grossing movie last summer was Mirsur Smugglers. It did really pioneer this now popular coffee truck event. Coffee trucks have always been part of the industry. Who they hosted for has changed.
That's right. So for Smugglers, Mirsur, actress Ko Min-si, who starred in the film as a coffee shop owner, handed out coffee to citizens at Gwanghwamun Square. And at the time, social media platforms were flooded with posts tagged with Mirsur, as well as photos that fans took with the actress.
I would pay money to see, I don't know, I guess a character was realized in real life, right? That's kind of an extension of what the movie is there to offer. Now, why is it so important for actors to reach out and connect with their audience on a deeper level?
You know, for obvious reasons. It's because this kind of personal engagement can really make or break a movie success. In this day and age, stage greetings not only result in higher seat sales compared to regular screenings, but also they generate buzz online through photos and eyewitness accounts. It just makes it much easier to spread the word about a particular film. Now, for movies featuring actors with solid fan bases, fans often book multiple showings.
You're kidding.
Yeah, just to see their favorite actors in person.
And
even
special.
General audiences tend to prefer attending screenings with stage greetings. You know, after movie theaters, you mentioned this earlier, but after movie theaters were virtually shut down during the pandemic, actors have become more aware of the importance of fans and audiences. You know, so their desire to communicate with them and engage with them personally has grown.
It's almost as if we need more incentive to claw ourselves out of our houses and get to the movie theaters and pay for a slightly more expensive movie. Well, some might argue much more expensive movie tickets. And so this is kind of an incentive for us to get out of our homes.
A huge incentive.
And the thing is, I've been to press events where the actors are present and the fan events where the actors are present, and the air is different. I can't, because the press is there to not essentially take it apart, but to criticize, to say, you could have done this better.
That's right.
What happened here? But the fans are there to just enjoy the movie.
You're right.
The air feels, it's just so much more enjoyable than the latter. Anyway, so I'm sure there are still fan events schedule. So for Pamyo, be on the lookout. Our second keyword, the rise of food prices all over is apparently encouraging super-sized foods and beverage products. That just does not sound healthy, but what kind of trend are we talking about?
Yeah, so it seems the bigger the size, the better when it comes to food these days. And the trend is making its way into convenience stores, supermarket food items, and even beverage products as well. So the recent launch of these large-sized products is aimed at catching two birds with one stone, which is to help customers save money because these larger portion food items are cheaper.
Okay.
And they become so popular that they also help to increase store sales as well.
Okay, both sides win.
That's right. So CU, just to give you an example, recently launched the super large King Triangle Kimbap, basically packaging four large-sized samgakimbap in one large triangle container and selling it for 5,900 won, which is around 10% cheaper than buying, you know, these triangle-shaped kimbap individually.
See, I thought it was funny because for a second, I thought it might just be one jumbo-sized triangular
which
kimbap.
Which is not healthy.
It's not healthy, nor is that easily edible, but it's just four of them in one big container.
Exactly. So each package contains four different flavors of kimbap. kimbap, okay, along with two packs of seaweed and disposable gloves as well. The product is so popular that the daily order volume has reached 30,000 units.
Ah.
Now, E-Mart 24 is also drawing a lot of attention with its own big triangle kimbap, which is 50% larger than the standard triangle kimbap, weighing it at 150 grams. Now, sales of the standard triangle kimbap increased by 28% last year compared to the previous year, while sales of the big triangle kimbap surged by 43%. Now, another popular product that our listeners and you and I probably saw is the jumbo doshirak noodles. You know,
so healthy.
Yeah, it was launched by GS25 in May of last year, and it was so successful that it caused a shortage at the time, but it has since been released in three different versions.
So the trend sort of stuck.
Yep.
For a while, it seemed like every mukbang content creator was posting a video during the Jumbo Ramyun Challenge.
Exactly. So it was originally produced as a limited edition product of just 50,000 units. It was sold out in just 3 days, and it has since become a regular item. It sold more than 1.7 million total units to date. You know, and this trend is being seen, you know, everywhere else, including snacks,
okay,
like the Netflix Jumbo Popcorn released by Just 25 last year. It is five times the size of regular popcorn. It's a top-selling snack item.
Okay.
And it has been since its launch. CU's Gui Pode, which is deep-fried fish jerky chips, they weigh in at 1 kilogram. Yeah, a kilogram bag of fish chips. That has sold over 50,000 units. And bulk meat is also another popular thing if you go to supermarkets. So these are unportioned, like chunks of meat, and also fish, like fish fillets that are really popular as well. So on social media, it's really easy to find tips on how to cut and store these large cuts of beef.
I mean, you read my mind, because I was going to ask, do I need to buy a special set of knives to cut through these meats? It's huge.
That's a good question.
Have you seen the pictures? It's like
right,
a hunk of meat.
Exactly. And these unportioned meats and fish products are apparently a lot cheaper. So
okay,
people tend to go for them. The trend of home drinking has also made large bottles of whiskey and other alcohol increasingly popular as well.
It's like kind of those warehouse style, you know, marketplaces.
Yep.
I mean, it's popular for a reason, right?
That's right.
Affordable drinks, affordable food.
Mm.
It's just that on a much larger scale,
yep,
if you will. We really have to get to this final story,
yes,
because it might mean the end of anonymity for Banksy.
Well, we know what his first name is because BBC, you know, announced it last year. His first name is Robbie.
Okay.
Right,
so
that's what we know for now.
I know we assume it's a he, but there was always
could be a she.
It could just possibly.
For sure. Yeah. So, you know, he may be forced to reveal his full name,
okay,
after art collectors recently sued him for refusing to authenticate one of his prints.
Okay, so let's get everyone caught up.
Yeah.
Who is suing and why?
So Nikki Katz and Ray House sued Banksy's company, Pest Control, for refusing to authenticate their print of Monkey Queen, which they acquired for around $38,500. The print features a Queen Elizabeth lookalike as a monkey with a crown and jewels. It only has 150 authentic prints. Now, when they purchased the print, they believed it to be real, authentic. The estate they purchased the print off of was an established Banksy collector, but the piece actually lacked accompanying paperwork detailing its history after the owner recently died. So they sent the print to Pest Control back in 2020, already 4 years ago. They also sent a $65 payment to have it authenticated.
Okay.
You know, the pair basically say they don't care whether it's fake at this point. They just want the company to tell them that, you know, it's real or fake. They just want an answer, basically.
If you will.
Exactly. And Kat says that Pest Control has inspected the work but refuses to give them an answer. We don't know why, which has led them to sue the company.
But sometimes silence is powerful. Is Banksy doing this strategically, or are they onto something?
Yeah.
And now, the big question is, and do they really need to authenticate the piece through pest control and Banksy? Can they just take it to an art expert for a second opinion?
That's a good question. Now, in order to get a Banksy piece to be ruled authentic, collectors need a certificate through Banksy's company. The company was set up in 2008 after fake prints of the artist's work were sold online. And according to insiders, Banksy will only certify works that he wants particular individuals to have. So with Banksy, it's like, who are you and why should I tell you?
I think it's just funny because he likes to poke fun at just the art industry altogether. I mean,
look at what his company is called. It's called Pest Control.
And the shredded piece, which I saw in person, by the way, it's so exciting. I try to look it under the frame to see if I can see the machine that nothing. They're so good. All right, we'll leave it there for now. Yeah. Will we finally unveil Banksy's full name? We'll wait and see.
And if he does, or if his or her name is finally revealed, we will talk about it. For sure.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.